Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, Quality Living, with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, Holistic Physician. Thank you for joining us every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard on 88.9 FM WQCS, and that's National Public Radio. For those of you that want to catch up with us and are just tuning in for the first time, past shows can be found on prx.org. That's the public radio exchange. It's free. Tune in, and if you're traveling, we are online. WQCS.org. It's a wonderful service as well. As you know, or don't know, I love having the guests that come across this studio, sometimes over the line from around the world. Today I have an amazing person with me in the studio, two amazing people actually. And today's celebration and story really stems from a passion of dance and how dance can heal us. It brings us together. It makes us strive and rise and excel, and it enlightens us. And I think we all need to do more of it. Today we're focusing on a type of dance called ballet, and we have Ballet Palm Beach founder in the studio with us, Colleen Smith. You've done so much for our community and community at large, I think, because you're at a place which is a destination. We've said this several times on the show. So many people from around the world come through Palm Beach, and you've touched so many souls through what you've done over the last 25 years. So
we hope so.
Yeah, no, you're an angel, and I thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We have with her one of her many students over the years that have come, Tyvez Littlejohn. Thank
Hello.
You for joining. How are you? How are you today?
Thank you, man.
She let you take a break?
Barely. Just a barely break.
She put the rod or the whip away. Because, you know, I know to produce the amazing caliber of work that you have, you drive people.
Do I? I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard that you
drive them.
Drive people.
I might drive
in
them.
In a good way, not in a bad way.
With a little spear of love.
It's a good way. You make people find places in themselves that they didn't know they had, and I'm probably past the age where I could really benefit from your tutelage. Your tutelage.
Oh, I like that word. Wow.
Here we are. So 25 years ago, what happened?
25 years ago, I decided it was time to step out from teaching under other schools and create my own organization, and because I wanted it to be done in a way that it was prodding people, but it was also done in a really excellent and loving way, and that can change lives. Prodding people without that part of it, without a conscientious method of training, and without the feeling that these are human souls you're dealing with, you can get in a lot of trouble. And I saw it firsthand many, many times with many, many instructors. And I thought, there's a better way, and we're going to do it. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. So.
And you started this amazing place called, Ballet Palm Beach.
Well, now it's called that, but it wasn't called that then. But yes,
what was it then?
It was called the Esther Center.
Okay.
It was named after Queen Esther in the Bible.
Huh.
So.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
So some spirituality.
Lots.
Which, I mean, you really can't. Can you have ballet without some spirituality? Is that even possible?
I don't know. I mean, we see it, right, Tyvez? Yeah, we see people that don't dance from their soul. It's pretty apparent when they dance that way that's what they're doing. Then they're just an athlete. They're not an artist.
Right. Okay. I get it.
So
now you as say a sculptor of people, you see what obviously they, especially when they come to you at a young age, mm-hmm. and you see this soul inside and you see the possibility of things, and maybe they don't have the physical talent. What are some of the techniques you bring to the table to draw
that
out?
Well, I think the methodology that we use to train dancers yeah. allows them to dance within their own range of ability. Okay. And then sometimes it's like peeling an onion, you know, I don't see everything a child has, but yeah. Over time, if they're handled, that's a bad word, if they're taken care of properly mm-hmm. Through the training method and through the people that are interacting with them in the school, and if they're allowed to be themselves, then you can really end up with a really amazing artist. And sometimes it's not that they've become a dancer, but their whole childhood experience by growing up in a school like we have is altered because they were impacted by the people that they're experiencing. It's life-changing for kids.
Yeah, I agree. I started dancing in high school, doing the plays, and the lady who would come and do the dance instruction for us, she would look at me and she'd say, "You have it." And I'm still not the tallest,
right.
and I'm not the most slender or svelte, but she just put me in these roles because I could bring the type of passion to the stage that the audience needed to feel.
Exactly.
And feeling was the key. It wasn't mm-hmm. so much seeing, it was the feeling that you can bring to human beings, you know, a group
yes.
of in a room, or even projected through television, whatever it is.
Although yeah. live experiences,
live is,
so yeah, yeah. There's been some studies done about what happens to an audience, what happens to a person, and then collectively as an audience when you experience live theater and live dance in particular,
yeah.
that you're what's going on in your brain while you watch somebody dance is your mm-hmm. brain is actually going through the motions with them.
Yes.
So you're having this kind of experience with them that you cannot have on a screen. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to keep that alive, right, Tyvez?
Keep it alive.
Because people think they can experience yeah. things on their screen, and they
yeah.
can't.
No.
Human experience has to be done not through a text, not through an email, not
yeah,
on a
iPad
screen.
And all
it
of
can't
these, yeah.
happen that way.
No, we need more
yeah,
human experience
we need
interaction.
So
yeah.
important.
And so that brings us to you, Tyvez. Mm. You know, you obviously we just established you started dancing in high school.
Yes.
And what changed your life and what made you pursue this as a full-time sort of passion?
What changed my life was it was more of the fact that I never knew nothing about dance. So when I found this, I was like, oh, I feel comfortable, because I really never knew what I was going to do. You know, I was just going to school, doing a regular day, you know, high school stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I found dance, and it paved the way for me, really. Mm-hmm. Like, it paved the way. I didn't know, like, if I was going to go to college, because to be honest, I'm dyslexic. So I didn't like school. School was mm-hmm. not for me. But dancing was my comfort zone. That's where I knew, like, that's where I speak. Like,
right.
that's where I talk. Like,
right.
I didn't talk, like, interacting, like, regular. I talk from, like, my body.
Yeah.
And
for our listeners, tell us your heritage and a little bit about your background and what dance has done for you, probably more socially
yeah.
as well.
I'm originally from North Carolina. I moved to Jacksonville when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in Jacksonville, my family was small there. We don't have that many family. So when I was there, I was more of, I lived in a hood. So mm-hmm. I didn't, like, you know, in a hood, they don't do ballet, especially a black male, you know, we don't, African American.
Yeah, it is rare.
Yeah, it's really, really, really rare. And
I can attest to that.
yeah, 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 at all. So they didn't really know that, and then my mom really didn't want me doing that, you know. But it made a way for me, so I ended up going into dancing and keeping it up. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Were your family was supportive? They said, you know, we get it.
Or
right off the
first.
Bat, right? I was going to say it had to be a little
yeah,
challenge there.
It was
with
really
that.
Challenging.
Yeah.
yeah, but I always knew what I wanted, you know.
Right.
So I was destined to do what I wanted to do. As soon as yeah. I was 19, I was like, I'm moving away, Mom. Bye. I don't care what you're saying.
Right.
Like, I'm dancing. I want to dance. Yeah.
And how did you meet Miss Colleen here?
I came to audition almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, three years ago, I think.
Because I was like, I've been gone so long. I was like, I want to come closer back to Florida. Mm-hmm. And then I seen this upcoming company coming, and I met Miss Colleen.
Can I tell the story?
Yes.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, he comes to the audition. But he got lost.
Uh-oh.
So he was so late.
Oh, my God.
And then the next day, he was late again because it was a two-day audition.
Yeah.
So then I had to, like, do a whole background check. I call everybody, every reference, and they're like, give him a chance, give him a chance. That's a talent. Mm. That's talent. Oh. So,
yeah.
Yep. People in high places were speaking of Tyvez's talent, so I listened to them.
Oh, you got to love that.
Yeah.
It means a lot. You know, when you have people vouch for you and help you along the way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it helps a lot. Really.
Yeah. I can attest to that too.
Yeah.
So, yes, yes. So we have 25 years of this company. What are some of the challenges that you find that comes along with this?
It's been a challenge from the very beginning. And the challenge is, the organization has grown from a small school that started in a church at Trinity United Methodist in Palm Beach Gardens, and has grown now. 25 years later, we have our own building. We have a professional company that didn't start until it's only been about 9 years that we've had professional dancers on staff. Mm. I think the challenge is, when you have a vision for something, is getting other people to get the vision, mm-hmm. just to see what, you know. I knew what dance could do for kids. I knew what having professionals could do for those students in the school. I knew what we could do as an organization if we were out in the community. And the only way to do that was to have professional dancers. You can't take children out of school. Mm-hmm. And you need people to look at the company and say, this is an amazingly professional company. What they present is important and rich for our community. But wow, getting people to buy into the importance of what we do and the importance of art in general. I mean, but there's so much emphasis, and you do preventative medicine,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Well, there's so much emphasis on cure, and cure isn't always the best way.
Right.
Like, never having the problem is
yes.
the better
yeah.
way. And that starts with enriching people's lives,
yeah.
and whether it's health-wise, but art does something to people. It elevates people. I can't say enough about what we do.
No, I get it. And I think if you're listening to the show and you don't get it, there's something missing in your life, and there's something missing in your way of thinking, because you can look through history, and you can look at the places
exactly.
that we strive to go to. Right?
Yes,
but
absolutely.
We have that. We all have that
yeah.
place within us, and we can create that around us. So, yeah, I think that one of the worst things we could have done as a society was dismiss the importance of art and embrace industrialism over it, or embrace science
right.
over it. Because, again, science is after the fact a lot of the times.
Right.
Right.
Winston Churchill,
upon,
when they were
yeah.
going to war, he said, yeah. He said, wanted to cut funding to the arts, and he said, what are we going to war for then?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
What are we doing if we aren't going to support what makes culture culture?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we need a turn of tide. We need the philanthropists and those inheriting the next stage of wealth to start to realize that without this cultivation, without this,
yeah,
what you're doing,
absolutely.
The chiseling and the molding and the sculpting of the next generations, we're not going to have anything. I mean,
what's the point?
Yeah,
we all want to. I'm always baffled by how difficult it is for performing arts and dance in general. Dance is a very expensive art form.
Yeah.
Dancers have to they have to be trained in a community of people so that we become an ensemble of dancers. So we have to train all year, even when we're not performing.
Right.
So that's expensive in itself. And then to the cost of mounting productions and renting theaters and even the cost of shoes. Having the shoes, yeah. the dancers yeah. going... Yeah. We love to go. We go. We have something called Ballet by the Book. We go to libraries and boys and girls clubs, and we present dance right there.
Right.
Like they're sitting on the floor watching us dance. Mm-hmm. And the work is still important. It's art. It's not silly. It's not childish. Mm-hmm. It's art. It's helping children to see the relationship between reading, which is so important for their development, and art. And we had funding for 2 years for that, and it got cut. Mm-hmm. And so it's still expensive for us. We're
right.
still having to pay
debt. It's
still there.
And the needs are still there.
Absolutely.
I mean, social healing.
Yes.
This is an aspect of social healing, which is why I really thought we should focus on this. And I look at you, Tyvez, and I think, you know, you sit there, a man that presents with a nature that's gentle. You have poise, you have manners, you have a lot of things which I think, in my opinion, yes, comes from family. Mm-hmm. But dance cultivates that. It cultivates an ability to read one another,
yes.
to respect movement and emotion. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
I think it taught me a lot. I think my first ballet class, I was like, especially because I picked up fast. So when I was there, I was like, turn off the lights, playing in class, I was really distracted. So, but then I started getting into more ballet class that was more like structure and like really like, you don't do this, you don't do that. And I was like, this is what I need. And I think it taught me a lot about like, even like speaking in front of people. Like,
right.
You know, like
right. Presenting yourself.
Yeah, presenting myself. Yeah. And then my mom taught me, you know, family, like you always say yes, ma'am. You always say no, man, no, sir. You know, open the door for a lady. You know, like I was just taught a lot. Yeah,
yeah. These are important things. These are things. These are the details of life. Which, if we lose them, we lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you leave the class, and you spend your hours of dance, and you learn, and you feel great, and you go and you eat junk food, right?
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes I'll eat
enough. Well, so diet is key.
Yeah, we try. But
yeah. I mean, how did you learn about that? Is that something you share with your dancers? Because that's something I think is important too.
Well, with
what you put
students,
in your body obviously dictates what comes out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the students I do, but he's a professional dancer, so I try to, you know, I'm already seen a little bit, I think, as the mama, a little bit around there.
Yeah,
I can't help it. It's my personality.
Yeah.
So I try to stay out of their lives a little bit, but sometimes.
I mean, I look at you, Miss Colleen, and you are healthy and glowing and.
Oh wow! Cool. Thanks.
I mean, you're amazing. You're just
thanks.
You know, so.
My eyebrows
and you're not,
are
and you're
fluttering.
Not, I would say you're what, 22, 23?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how I did that and started that school 25 years.
Right. Came out dancing.
I did.
So the point is, I'm sure, what you put in.
Yes, absolutely.
Matters, and I think that's also an aspect of dance that was important to me and still is. I mean, there's, you know, teaching my kids the same thing.
Right.
Showing it, demonstrating it, obviously, through action. And like you said, sometimes you don't always do it.
Yeah.
And that's the balance. You got to have a little fun.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So speaking of fun, we have some amazing shows coming up.
Ha, yes.
We've got one called Gatsby, which everyone knows what that's about.
I do.
Yeah.
Or they think they do.
They think they do. But maybe not through dance.
Right.
So that's got to be interesting.
It's
You're holding Gatsby in a interesting place. The performance.
Benjamin School.
Benjamin School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they see the value in programming for their students. So we were invited as guests. We can't rent that theater. You have to be invited. We got invited to perform it for their students, and then we were allowed to use the theater for the rest of the weekend to present the performance to the public. Right. So it'll be the second time we've done it. We did it 2 years ago, and we're doing it again. And I think it's a great ensemble. It's fun. It tells the story. Mm-hmm. And for me, the joy of building that ballet was that Fitzgerald had written such a compelling book, but it's really a melodrama. But what makes it compelling is the aspects of his prose, the way he brings you in to what seems to be a melodrama if you take away all his beautiful words, and layers that with, you know, some symbolism of what we all yearn for, like, you know, it's the green light thing.
Yeah.
And those two things really prodded me. And then you get to add the fun of the 1920s jazz and, you know, this great style that's on the stage. I think it's a beautiful production. Mm. And then we did something we really switched it up, right, Tyvez?
Yes.
And there's been a lot of talk about Tyvez playing the role of Gatsby. That's who he was, so that's what we did.
And that's the beauty of the arts and dance.
Exactly.
It takes what our preconceived notions are and flips it mm-hmm. right on its head and makes us accept and see things that we didn't, prior to, couldn't probably accept or see. And they will see it when they see Gatsby, right? Right, Tyvez? Good. You're going to show him.
Yeah.
He's extraordinary.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So, and Gatsby itself is a wonderful story that
it is.
You know, I'm sure you can find your way through that really? With some of your life experiences.
Yeah, I think even doing this ballet, it taught me to even read the story. I mean, you know, like do more research on the story. I probably would never, like going back to my history in my life, I probably would never would have.
Like, what's this 1920s nonsense? Like, what does that have to do with me?
Yeah. Like Romeo and Juliet, I had to do it for school.
Yeah. But then as you get older and you see more of yourself in some of these stories, then they become, there's an endearment to it. It just brings you closer and closer, you know?
Yeah.
Any other shows? Any other?
Yes. Well, following that in May, on May 5th and 6th, we're performing A Midsummer Night's Dream and some other smaller works, because Midsummer Night's Dream is only half of the program. And we're repeating a program or a piece that we did last season, Saint-Saëns Suite, it's to some music by Camille Saint-Saëns. So that was a real crowd pleaser. So I'm looking forward to
those are some yummy pieces.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Coming,
I think we do a lot of yummy because I have an attraction to what's beautiful.
Yes, I can tell.
Yeah.
Now, how do say you have parents listening and they say, you know, this sounds like the person for my child, or you have someone that wants to see these shows, how do they get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Well, they can call the school and the office, and should I give you that number?
Well, please.
Okay.
We would love it.
It's 561-630-8235. That's the Academy office. Mm-hmm. And if they want tickets for the show, that's the box office number, and that's 561-814-5598.
Right. And it's Ballet Palm Beach.
Ballet Palm Beach says what it is.
Yeah, you can see that online. Yep. You can go on the website.
Absolutely.
Going forward, what can we as a community do to help Ballet Palm Beach?
Well, I think before anybody would want to help, they would want to come see what we do. Mm. So they need to come see us at the theater, of course. If they're really a supporter of the arts, they should give us a call. If they are interested in keeping art and especially dance alive in Palm Beach County, they should give us a call, and maybe they could become a donor or I think they should. This should itch their brain a little, and they should give us a call. We have an annual luncheon that's also coming up if they're interested in that, and that's February 27th. That's a Tuesday at the Beach Club, and we're going to be presenting a beautiful piece of choreography at that event as well. And then for most people, their introduction to ballet is the Nutcracker, and we started performing that this year at the Kravis Center.
Okay.
And it was a huge success, and I want everybody to put that weekend aside. It's the first weekend of December, next fall, so that's December 1 mm-hmm. and 2 at the Kravis Center in 2018. Yep. Be there.
Yes.
Or be square.
Yes. And anything you want to say, Tavez, for the community at large?
I just want them to come see Gatsby.
Good. Good. And, you know, for those of you out there, you don't have to be a philanthropist. You don't have to be anything but willing to anyone or any position, but willing to help keep the arts alive. You may have resources. You may have, and like Ms. Colleen said, just the time to go see.
Absolutely.
And spread the word, because
mm-hmm.
We're sitting here because of a wonderful family, the Swans, Amy Swan,
yes.
which is a board member. I know them, and their children participate.
Yes, they do.
And they're not philanthropists; they're just people.
They're helping.
They're
right.
helping, and we can all do that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for all you do
Thank
for
you.
Us. Thank you for your dedication.
Thanks.
And thanks for your spirit, your soul.
Thank you.
This has been
Tyvez.
Another. Yes. Thank you,
Tyvez.
Thank you for your soul. And this has been another Maximum Health Quality Living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray. If you've missed any portion of this show, there is prx.org. If you'd like to get in touch with me, it's easy. drken@drkengray.com. See you next time.
Pick apart the pieces of your heart.